So next we have Fabrice Le Fesson and Simon Sobisch with GNU COBOL, the free software alternative for COBOL.
Thanks for the introduction. So if you need to just remember one thing from this talk, is that GNU COBOL has now 20 years and is ready for industrial use. He has reached industrial maturity and can compete with the proprietary offers that are also available. So let's introduce ourselves. I am Fabrice Le Fesson. I am the founder of a company called OCaml Pro. I have been a researcher at INRIA before, and I've been in the open source ecosystem for a long time. And now I am contributing to GNU COBOL since 2 years ago. And Simon Sobisch is a former COBOL developer. He has been since 2006. He has been a contributor to Open COBOL since 2008, and now he's the project leader of the GNU COBOL project. So, what is COBOL? If you haven't seen a COBOL program before, here is a very simple one, Hello World program. So, as you can see, there are three divisions, one for the identification of the program, then a division for all the storage, so the global variables and file descriptors and so on. Here you just have one variable, which is a string of 80 characters with hello world inside. And then you have the procedure division, where you have all the statements, and here you just have one that displays the variable. So you have seen your first COBOL programs for a lot of years. So COBOL was born in 1959. It's a business-oriented language, so it's dedicated just for business. It's not a generic language, but it's still evolving. Almost every 10 years, there is a new ISO standard. The last one is from last year in January. So why COBOL matters? Surprisingly, it's still used in many big corporations. There are estimates that there are about 80 billion lines of code in the world, and it's more than for any other language. It's growing at a rate of between 5 and 15% every year. And for a lot of corporations, it's just too big to switch to another language. And another reason why they don't switch is that it's still fast and reliable. Maybe I can...
Yeah, sure. So, half of me again. As you have noticed a little bit, it seems to be important because otherwise we don't have a programming language for this long time. And as you may have heard, COBOL is dead. I think about every 5 years it's dead, and it's still alive, and it's likely to stay very long, because of all this code and all the important thing it does. So it's the common saying that if you do use something with your ATM card without knowing that's not Java mostly done, that's very likely a lot of thing that happens in COBOL. So you use COBOL with all the money you do every day. Also your insurances, your car renting system, things like those run on maybe on mainframes, maybe on PC, but on COBOL. So if we have this situation, it's an important thing. It's obviously a bad thing that only proprietary products exist that can execute it, because you cannot reproduce it yourself, neither the big nor the slow ones. And you can not easily learn it, because buy a license for some €1,000, that's not really nice. It also doesn't help to really develop the language. And we have some proprietary environments. Very special is IBM with its mainframe, because in this case the COBOL is very hard bundled to the hardware and the hardware to the COBOL, so it's very fast. Then we have the PC system with actually a lot of environments, but nearly all were bought by Micro Focus. And Micro Focus now was bought itself 2 times, but that's a different question. And there's Fujitsu. And as you may see, there aren't even any big European players in this. So that's another reason that it's good to have free software, because free software doesn't have border and special regulations. There are open source projects. Previously, there was OpenCobol. This was now, several years ago, translated to a GNU project. So we are actually GNU. There's open source COBOL. They also kind of forked from OpenCobol, made special for the Japan market. And those was then later translated to Java. So there's a Java option too. There's a newcomer, this GCobol. If you don't know, there's a GCC developer room. One talk will also be about that, how hard it is to parse COBOL, because COBOL is so big. And then another one, it's AutoKit. It's a compiler to .NET. It's very early in its stage. So GNU COBOL, as I said, was created a long time ago, also a long time before I get in. It actually has its roots in tiny COBOL, but was nearly rewritten to get open COBOL. We have two active branches. The one that is easily available for you all, if you just do apt install GNU COBOL, jump, add, whatever. So your normal package manager likely has GNU COBOL available. You just can install it with a glance. That's the branch GNU COBOL 3. And the shiny new thing will be the GNU COBOL 4. Yeah. So this would be building theirself. We have a bit of numbers, but yeah, you can get it on your own. Yeah. So what's the benefit of GNU COBOL? GNU COBOL does internally generate C code. So the C code is quite portable. You can run it on your Pi. You can run it on your mainframe and everything below. I, of course, have it on my mobile phone. So no problem there. The generated modules are really C89. So you can run it everywhere. The runtime library is C89 and uses some newer features if they are available. So on most system, you will have a current environment. We pass the standard test. There's a national standard test for it. 97%, actually, if you compare with the proprietary, they don't pass 97%, but less. We don't have support for object-oriented COBOL. That's a nice feature from COBOL 22, which isn't used that much, actually, in the production, because you have the old code. And messages. Messages was a very old thing and now gets back in COBOL 2023. There's a new messaging system which you can like think of MQ, Rabbit, or things like that. We have a lot of dialects, and so MicroFocus has one or two, IBM has its own, and we have 19. So it's relatively easy to transfer from one COBOL to GNU COBOL. Free your COBOL for your computing. And for other code that is still missing, so we are not complete supporting all 19 dialects, of course, but if there are projects, then we can just increase what is needed. So the compiler also gets increased step by step. And the ecosystem helps you with all the things that may wear on the mainframe. Or otherwise, if you just do SQL access, there's a standardized exec SQL thing that works in C and that also works in COBOL.
So COBOL is still used a lot, but GNU COBOL also has many users already. So actually, if you think of GNU COBOL, of course, it's the new name of Open COBOL, and Open COBOL was forked by COBOL IT very early. And for now, I think that there are hundreds of big users of COBOL IT. So in some sense, they are also users of GNU COBOL. We at OCaml Pro, we work with the French tax administration, the DGFiP, and we help them to migrate from GCOS mainframes. So GCOS is the name of a bull mainframe that was created in the 80s. And so they are moving from that dialect to GNU COBOL on PC. So we added the dialect for GCOS to GNU COBOL for them. And recently we had a mail on the GNU COBOL bug mailing list from real time, and they told us, okay, we have a bug. We found a bug, but we have been converting many programs from MicroFocus to GNU, and we didn't find any other problem doing it. So it's quite a nice result. Maybe you want to talk about
that. Yeah, and I was contacted by someone, it's not on the list, but on the updated one, that uses GNU COBOL for his customers, and that's a company for banking, so core banking, everything that you have in the banking apart from the online banking part is part of the software, and there are a lot of there are some of those customers in the DACH region that currently use GNU COBOL, and actually they migrated from Solaris and IAX or Plain RHEL and MicroFocus to GNU COBOL on different environments. And those have multiple, a lot of transaction each day where GNU COBOL just works. And they found actually that the GNU COBOL environment is much faster than the original MicroFocus one. What was part of the original introduction of this talk was how we reached this maturity. There is a lot of thing on this paper, of course, but I think one of the biggest things is that it's got easier to work with because people wrote documentation on it. Other people helped with writing a pure COBOL source code debugger using GCC. There are a lot of approach actually that you can use for debugging COBOL with GDB that way. The tool sets around GNU COBOL increased per demand, so people can actually do what they normally do with the old compilers or with the C compilers also on GNU COBOL. And many important things are also people using GNU COBOL, because you don't know if your compiler is complete if nobody uses it. But if big companies use it for their software, you may or you'll likely find bugs, and then you can fix them. And this also helps because it's quite different if you have just some code, maybe even the NIST suite, which is a lot of code to run. You don't see where the issue is. But if you run this with thousands of processes in parallel on a nice Linux machine, then you see quite fast where the bottlenecks are. So putting this into production helped a lot, because this allowed us to tune for the actual issues on performance and also on memory.
So having a nice compiler is great, but you also need to have a good environment around it. So we started working at OCaml Pro on a studio for GNU COBOL that we call SuperBOL. So it's based on LSP, language server protocol, that we developed in OCaml for COBOL. So there is a full COBOL parser in it, and it gives you access to all the features that you enjoy in a modern editor. So if you are interested in it, the link is getsuperbowl.com, and there is a GitHub repository. Actually, so it's not on the marketplace of VS Code for now. It's still being heavily developed, but it can be tested directly from the project on GitHub. So we have a screenshot. It's not where you can see that you can go find references, for example, for some identifier. You can find all the references. So it's a small screenshot. So as a conclusion, we wanted to show that GNU COBOL now is mature to be used in industrial settings where usually people use proprietary solutions. It's nice because it's developed in Europe, contrary to the other solutions. And you can use SuperBOL to develop with it, to have a modern environment. And this year there is a Google Summer of Code, and there are projects on GNU COBOL. So if you are a student and you want to contribute to GNU COBOL, it's a nice way to start. So there is the URL here, but it's easy to find on the web page also, I think. If you have any questions, please join us outside, and we'll be happy to reply to all your questions. Thank you.
Thanks.